Hey there, ever gotten food poisoning? Felt really sick? Yeah, well, so have others in developing countries. Thanks to your fashion choices. Welcome to Dress to the Press. I'm your host, Nadira Jarso, and I'm here with Imran, Hamza, and Munira.
Hey.
Yo.
Hi.
Well, to start our podcast, why don't we get into some background information about our topic? This is going to be really helpful in understanding what comes later, I promise.
Yeah, all right. Let's start with explaining a bit about fashion.
Fast fashion is when the low-quality clothes you buy are made to be bought and thrown away fast. That's why it's called fast fashion.
Yeah, I get that. Think of your favorite fast fashion brands like H&M and Zara. These brands are generally the exact picture of fast fashion.
Oh yeah, I've definitely shopped at H&M before. I once spent like $26 on a pair of jeans.
Anyways, the process of making these clothes are pretty simple. You get your raw materials, turn it into fabric, and stitch it together into clothing before selling it off.
However, manufacturing for these clothes is typically sent off to developing countries like China or Bangladesh.
Right, because it's way cheaper and easier for producers and manufacturers who pay for less labor and face lower standards for environmental safety.
Yeah, and unfortunately, fast fashion is not an environmentally friendly industry. According to the Brunel University of London, the textile and fashion is the second most polluting industry in the world.
Wow, really?
Yes, when fabric or clothes are being made, they're being treated in chemicals, dyes, and other toxic materials. Waste from productions then find their ways. Yes, when fabric or clothes are being made, they're treated in many chemicals, dyes, and other toxic materials. The waste from production then find their ways into the air and other water systems.
It's also kind of important to note that producers don't really pay for this kind of stuff. Consumers don't either. That makes the problem that arises from this waste an externality or an unintended side effect that isn't reflected in the cost.
Wait, but when waste ends up in our water system, doesn't it end up getting into our drinking water? Isn't that bad?
Yes, exactly. That leads us to our topic today, which is the issue of people getting sick from production.
Okay. So, what you're saying is that chemicals are going into our water systems and that our drinking water are getting others sick?
Yeah, exactly that. Textile and clothing production uses huge amounts of water, and factories typically dump the untreated water into rivers.
According to the Earth Day organization, the industry uses over 8,000 chemicals in manufacturing. That means that those rivers are now filled with lots of toxic chemicals like dyes or metals.
People living near those rivers often rely on that same water for cooking, drinking, and bathing. That means that they're constantly exposed to and ingesting these toxins.
Yeah, and being constantly exposed to toxic waste typically ends up with people getting sick with acute health issues, according to the book To Die For.
Oh, and it's not just polluted water that's getting us sick. Air pollution is a big issue, too, and gets people sick as well.
Right. Factories release a lot of fumes and gases from chemical treatments while manufacturing.
Yeah, and according to UPenn, the fashion industry releases about 10% of all carbon dioxide emissions.
Dang, that sucks. Along with the other fumes from factories, these gases spread through the air, often harming those who inhale them over long periods of time.
By the way, it's not only dirty and polluted water and air getting people sick.
Yeah, workers in textile manufacturing typically get sick from their jobs.
I'm pretty sure there was a study on that by the University of Washington, Tacoma.
Really? What did it say?
They had research claiming that workers in textile processing were more likely to get various forms of cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases due to various endotoxins in the air.
Endotoxins? What's that?
It's a fancy word for toxins within bacteria that are hosted on synthetic fibers and exposed when materials get shredded. These endotoxins are hazards to human health.
Yeah, the air conditions in these factories can be extremely dangerous without personal protection equipment.
Yeah, that really sucks.
So if all of this is happening in fast fashion, what are people supposed to do?
Right. According to the article of Thesis, consumers worldwide need to change their buying behaviors.
Well, one option is to support brands that are trying to reduce these impacts, like Patagonia.
Patagonia? I think I've heard of them before. What do they do?
They sell outdoor clothing, but most importantly, they focus on reducing pollution and protecting communities.
Unlike many companies in the textile industry, they focus on reducing air and water pollution throughout its production process.
Patagonia uses recycled and organic materials and limits the use of harmful dyes and chemicals that often pollute waterways.
They also clean up after themselves. Patagonia invests in treating and cleaning wastewater, helping prevent toxics from entering nearby rivers and affecting communities.
I also heard they use cleaner production methods and use energy more efficiently to reduce air pollution.
Yeah, they're also really environmentally conscious. They track their carbon footprint, pay their workers, donate some of their profit to environmental agencies, and advocate for change.
It's also pretty accessible, sizing from small all the way to a triple XL. They also have clothes for all genders and have clothes for different kinds of sports in different colors.
Yeah, well, I have to be honest, it's a bit expensive, though.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. Still better for the environment than other brands, though.
Patagonia doesn't have to be a perfect solution, but it's a great example in showing that clothing can be made without harming others.
Especially for workers or unrelated communities who deal with polluted water and air daily.
Well, thanks for listening to our podcast, and hopefully this got you thinking a bit more about what you wear. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.